Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Automation is creeping in everywhere. Even in the home, one has things that wash up all the dishes, they switch on the fires at certain times, make the tea for you in the morning, and so on. Well, my wife's had a thing that does all this lot for years, me. True. It's nothing to laugh at. John Snagg was on at me again this morning about my dishpan hands. However, Admiralty are about to be in even more trouble when automation comes to their records office, as the crew of Troutbridge find out.
Come in. Lieutenant Phillips is in residence.
Oh, good morning, sir. I just popped in to see this.
Shun?
Help?
What are you talking? What do you mean, Shun?
No, Mr. Phillips, sir. It's me. CPO Pertwee, sir.
Of course, if you need glasses, a certain relative of mine is well up in the optical.
I'm perfectly well aware who it is, thank you, Chief.
But you ought to know the regulations. You must stand to attention when addressing a superior officer.
But I've never stood to attention.
Never mind what you've never. Leslie's a lieutenant now, you know.
Yes, sir, I had noticed. Yes. Your new gold sleeve ring blinded me when I opened the door.
Very nice, isn't it?
Lovely. Do it glow in the dark?
Well, I don't know, actually. I haven't had the uniform long enough to... Now then, what did you want to see Lieutenant Phillips about?
Tell me, he's drunk with power. Yeah, right one he's going to be.
What was that?
I said, your rank will empower you to right wrongs when we go to sea.
Did you? Well, a chap does his best for the chaps, you know. I haven't forgotten the period when I was a sub-lieutenant.
Well, it's hardly been time, has there, sir? It's only last week.
Room,
Shun.
I beg your pardon.
He's got a nasty attack of the promotion.
Silence, Pertwee. Chief petty officers must be heen and not served. No, I mean weaned and not stirred.
I think I get the idea. I see you've got your new uniform, Mr. Phillips.
Well, naturally, sir. I mean, when a chap's an officer chap, he can't be improperly dressed. Bad for the men, you know.
Oh, quite, yes. Tell me, does that new gold sleeve ring glow in the dark?
No, it blooming well doesn't.
Oh, pity. Perhaps Mr. Bates could fix you up with a battery and some fairy lights for it.
Yes, all right, Chief.
Now, what was it you wanted to see Lieutenant Phillips about, Chief?
It's a signal about that very thing, sir, your promotion.
What? They haven't had second thoughts, have they?
No, sir, no. But Admiralty have sent a little card down for you to fill up for records office.
Card? They've never done anything like that before.
No, it's a new system, sir. Automation, of course. Automation. That's what it is. It's all serving men are now going to be indexed in a machine called Fred Computicles.
Called who?
Fred Computicles.
Oh, a computer.
Yeah, very likely, sir. Yeah, it's the same sort of thing as they use for the premium minimum bonds. Only that one's called Ernie, and this one's his brother, Fred. Computicles.
Good gracious. Is that the card from Fred Computicles you have now?
That's right, sir, yeah. Only I reckon somebody let the moth get at it. It's full of tiny, tiny little loaves.
Lummy, so it is. Honestly, you think they'd be more careful, wouldn't you?
Mr. Phillips, those tiny ooves are there for a purpose. It's through them that Fred Computicles sorts out the correct answer.
Really? My word, it's a funny old world we live in, isn't it, really? I mean, you think the answers would fall through those tiny, tiny holes? I mean, they're likely to jam up the works, aren't they?
Yes, well, perhaps we'd better settle for filling up the card instead of trying to explain it. What's it say, Chief?
Question number one, sir. Name and rank.
Well, really, it's ridiculous. I mean, fancy them buying a machine to find that out. I knew it all the time. They're potty. Now, where's my pen? Lieutenant Phillips. LERTENN.
Yes. Well, perhaps it might be safer if I filled it in for you.
Well, Mr. Phillips, sir, Lieutenant doesn't begin with an LERTENN.
No?
No, sir, no. It starts LEFTENN.
You know, if you can go on much longer, I shan't be able to work out how you do spell it.
Another.
Next is education. I suppose the correct answer is lots, but it didn't take.
Yeah, that's right, sir. In one ink well, at the other.
Now, that'll be quite enough of that, Chief Petty Officer Perpy. In fact, you can jolly well shun again.
Well, permission to leave from where I know I'm not wanted.
Yes. Where does this card have to go to now?
Back to Fred Computer Call for Captain Povey's office.
Right. Well, it's completed now, so you better take it over to the office straight away.
Very good, sir.
Hello. Morning, girls.
Well, that depends. Are you alone or is Captain Bly with you?
Now, Lieutenant Phillips is still aboard the Bounty. If you look out the window, you'll probably see his gold braid flashing in the sun.
Chief, have you given him that card to the computer in records office yet?
Yeah, he filled it in.
Well, I'm jolly glad to hear it. The sooner that goes back to records, the sooner his pay increase will come through.
Yes, right, I hear it is. I put it in my pocket.
Well, it's funny, I thought I'd put it in my pocket. It must be in the other one. Hold on, it will be in a minute.
I've lost the perisher.
You can't have done.
Oh, yes, I can. And what's more, I have.
I suppose one shouldn't be surprised, considering the size of some of the Admiralty property you've, mislaid. A tiny card never stood a chance.
Yeah, but that other stuff was different. That lot was floggable. Who'd buy a tiny, tiny card with a lot of little earls in it, eh? Ah, come on, don't be rotten when John's is in the muck. Come on, give us another card and I'll fill it in again.
We haven't got any.
Haven't got any? But it was you must say. I mean, if I tell Mr. Phillips I've lost his record card, he'll bung me straight in the rattle.
Well, the only ones we have are made out by a couple of other officers who promoted last week.
Fair enough. Give us one of them and a plain postcard. I'll make one.
You can't do that. What about all those little fools?
Oh, a nifty bit of haphazard jabbing with one of your air clips should solve that little problem.
It'll never work in the computer, you know.
Who cares? Fred Computer Calls can look after himself. As long as the card for Mr. Phillips left here, John's is in the clear. Oh, yeah, I mean, anything might have happened to it once it got to records office. Come on. Give me a postcard so I can get whittling.
Go on, Taffy, lend Patso a shilling.
No.
You're rotten. That's what you are. You're a rotten old Welsh rotten. I wouldn't be skint if I hadn't paid for all your wallop last night.
If you mismanage your financial arrangements, it's hardly my affair, then.
Well, sixpence, then.
No. My great-grandfather Di always said, neither a lender nor a borrower be. Funny him say anything like that, really.
Would?
He was a pawnbroker.
Well, threepence, then. Three little copper coins of the realm.
No. Well, watch it. Here comes duty officer.
Oh, blimey, it's Lieutenant Glowarms again and all.
Right, men, carry on.
Oh, yeah, sir.
You know, Johnson, we'll have to put you on a diet, eh? Well, a chap's in the service, a chap owes it to the service to be absolutely fit in first-class condition.
Yes, sir. Oh, start tomorrow, sir.
No, Johnson, today. Today. You know the old saying?
Yes, sir. Neither a lender nor a borrower be.
precisely. Who knows? One day you may get the promotion like I did.
That was something I wanted to chat to you about, sir.
My promotion?
No, sir, mine. When is Abel Seaman Goldstein going to be leading Seaman Goldstein?
It's all in the luck of the game, Goldstein. Some of us get promotion, some of us don't.
I've noticed that. I merely want to point out, sir, that some of us who do get it haven't been waiting for it as long as some of us who don't. And some of us who do were sub-lieutenants and not able seamen when they were waiting anyway.
To which some of us who do can only say, hard luck.
I knew it. One law for the rich, one law for the able seamen. Put upon something cruel just because I'm a foreigner, that's what it is. You wait until we get home rule, sir. There won't be any able seamen in the Welsh Navy. We'll all be sub-lieutenants, too.
Ratings. Chance! Lieutenant Phillips reporting...
Oh, do leave off. There isn't time to change the guard at Buckingham Palace.
And what's happened, sir?
Well, as your duty officer, I thought you might care to know that Captain Povey's aboard and looking for you.
What? Oh, Lummy. He's my straight-on cat.
Duty officer?
Yes, please. Here, sir.
No, there you are. Where on earth have you been? I've got an urgent signal from records office about you.
Not bad news, I trust, sir.
Oh, sir, I am still a lieutenant, aren't I?
No, Mr. Phillips, you are not.
Lummy, that didn't last long.
Oh, I don't know, very nearly a week. Not bad going, considering it was you.
Watch it, number one. I said he wasn't a lieutenant any longer.
Yes, quite, sir.
He is, however, as from now, a lieutenant commander.
Oh, well, it's rather a...
A what?
Records office must be stark raving mad, but here's the signal. He's confirmed as a lieutenant commander.
Excuse me, sir. I think the shock is proving too much. Miss Phillips. Leslie. Liz. I mean, sir.
It's happened. Of all the... Would you... I mean, I can't speak. I mean, can't speak them, honestly. Of all... I never saw them. How could I... Oh, bully for Fred Computicle.
It must be some mistake, of course.
Oh, quite, sir. Nobody gets promoted as fast as that. Obviously an error somewhere.
I don't see that. Oh, no. Admiralty know what they're doing, all right? They know a good man when they can see one. You can't wool the pull over their eyes.
Possibly we can't, sir. But Fred Computicle seems to be doing so.
Oh, no, he's not. Right, number one. Take over duty, officer, will you?
What? Well, yes, I suppose so, sir.
That's the style. I must go ashore for a bit to see my tailor. You understand? Chap can't be improperly dressed when a chap's a lieutenant commander. We senior officers have our responsibilities, you know.
Yes, Lieutenant Commander, we senior officers do. And as the captain, I intend to make it my responsibility, as a more senior officer, to see what the blazes has happened at Admiralty Record.
Seen this fool Phillips and told him he's a lieutenant commander. So now get the Admiralty, will you?
All right, sir, but perhaps you'd better see Lieutenant Commander Phillips again first.
See him again? Oh, thank you. Once a day is quite sufficient. What do I want to see him again for?
Well, you're not going to like this one tiny bit, sir.
Oh, Ben Chaston, I do not like frizzles. What's happened?
Another signal from records correcting the last signal. Lieutenant Commander Phillips is now Captain Phillips.
Oh, well, I knew they'd soon thought that.
Captain? We can't be, but that means we're the same rank. This is ludicrous.
Excuse me, sir, your call to Admiralty.
All right, I'll take it in my office. Hello, Captain Povey, here?
Huh? One moment, sir. Rear Admiral Lionbridge is dealing with the matter. Putting you through now, sir.
Oh, Lloyd would have to be here.
Yes. It would, wouldn't it? Lionbridge here. Yes. Yes. Hello.
Captain Povey here, sir. I want to make some inquiries about records office.
Oh, do you really? Yes. Well, I'm your man. Yes. Taking them over, you know, yes. Didn't want them, but I copped them all right. Yes. set anything, sir?
Yes, quite, sir. Now,
if... this is no machine thing. Yes, machine. Yes, thing. Yes, that's what it is. Old engineering man, you know. Yes, that's my branch. So I was a sitting duck to get Lombard with his computer thing. My word, it's a size. Yeah? It must be about at least, easily.
Most interesting, sir, but I think it's gone wrong.
No, no, impossible, no. It's still under guarantee.
But it keeps promoting the same man, sir. It made Sub-Lieutenant Phillips a captain in just over a week.
Awkward there. Yes. Must be right, though. All controlled by the little holes in the card, you know. Absolutely infallible, yes. It said so in the advert before they launched it, bought it, sir.
But it can't be right, sir. For one thing, we've no vacancy for a captain down here. And for another, what about Trotbridge? He can't be navigating officer now.
Tricky there. Tell you what, we'll draft him up here somewhere, and I'll take you a new navigating office up at Trotbridge. Yes, not to worry. I'll have a lieutenant down to you tomorrow. Love to the wife. Yes, bye.
No, no, wait. Hello, hello, hello.
You know, number one, Felix, it just don't seem the same without Mr. Phillips aboard.
No. Still, we could hardly have had him as our navigating officer now that he's a vice admiral, could we?
Vice admiral? Mr. Phillips? Tell me. About three more and he's got bingo.
Yes. But I have a feeling it can't go on much longer. I gather from Captain Povey that mechanical fault in Fred's computicle was doing it.
Ah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. You can't trust machines like you can an honest working man. No. What's the good of throwing good men and true onto the rubbish tip of life when you end up with a machine with no hearts and no loyalty to the flag and no British oak in its history? Hey, what's the good? I mean, look, unlike the ratings it's replaced, it don't have undaunted devotion to duty in the face of a teeming orb.
Oh, turn it in. Besides, it may not be a fault in the machine itself.
Why, but it must be, sir. Mr. Phillips, the vice admiral. I mean, it must have got a screw loose.
Well, the theory at Rear Admiral Ambridge's office is that the only way something like this could happen in error was if there was something wrong with Mr. Phillips' card. You know, it might have got bent or got a hole punched in the wrong place.
Yes, well... yes, well, that's... not very likely, is it?
No. I say, what a laugh if it was that.
A right comical, I'm sure enough. I think I want it somewhere else, dead urgent.
Good gracious, so am I. Just remember, the new navigating officer's aboard and waiting to see me in my office. Come out to my cabin and meet him in a few minutes.
Oh, I said, I'll be there in about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Is the new officer in my cabin?
Oh, say he is, sir.
Well, he found the way, all right.
Well, not exactly, no. He already knew it, sir.
Stop doing that. I may have a word with you later.
Good.
I'm most frightfully sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, not at all. Grand morning, isn't it?
Good heavens, Lieutenant Price.
Yes, sir. The same. The princely inferior copper coinage has returned, I fear, this time as navigating officer.
Oh, well, this is a bit tricky. I mean, you were the number one before me, so...
Oh, my dear chap, seen nothing of it. As a navigating officer, I should be able to sleep at night. As the number one, I never could. I used to lie in my cabin wondering what frost one Pertwee was pulling on me that I hadn't spotted yet.
Yes, I know what you mean. After the first year, I found aspirin helped.
Mm.
After the second, it didn't. I suppose you wouldn't consider...
No, I wouldn't. Not for all the tea they seem to be continuously sloshing back in China.
Now, Percy's face when he sees your back ought to be pretty good. I wish I had a camera. Mm.
On the other hand, if I took a picture of him, I doubt if there's a chemist in the country that would develop him.
He is still his commercially industrious self, I presume?
Yeah, oh, more so.
Come in.
You asked me to come back 11 hours if you...
He's back.
He is, indeed.
Tell me, that tawny...
What's bothering you, Chief?
Well, sir, I take it with Mr. Price back. The unit comfort fund will be back as well.
Yes, very possibly, Chief. If my memory serves me correctly, it usually does, there was quite a considerable amount of lolly in that account when I left.
The cost of living going up all the time, sir. I mean, certain illegitimate expenses. Yeah, ping pong balls don't last forever, sir, you know. And I'm sure you'll be the first to agree there. There's the croquet mallets and all the mallets with the unseasoned wood can play havoc, you know.
With in short, I say he's had the lot.
Quite. Now, go and see the little potted biography of the chief that I left for you assist in any way.
Oh, yes. Must have saved me about a year of investigation, at least.
Potted biography? So that's how it... Oh, now look, sir.
Splendid. Yes, I always used to work on the theory that whoever it was that had lost whatever it was from wherever it was a stone-cold bonker set that the chief knew where whatever it was had been flogged.
Then I was never wrong, was I, Chief?
No, sir, and welcome aboard again to you too, sir, I'm sure.
You've been at a training ship, I gather.
Yes, I have. Mind you, I never quite cleared up a certain detail. I'm still not sure if I was supposed to be training them or if they were supposed to be training me.
Well, I hope you spotted up on your navigational.
Oh, I did, on the train down here. Now, let's see, how does it go? Ah, yes, left arm down a bit.
Left hand down a bit.
Ah, yes, left hand down a bit it shall be. Far be it for me to upset the smooth and efficient running of a ship like Triton's.
Possibly not, sir, but I have a sneaking suspicion you will do. It's going to be a calmer. It's going to be a good big boat, diabolical call-up. Mr. Phillips would have to go and get commercified when this one was going spare, wouldn't he?
Right, lad, settle down, Admiral Chatting. You remember where you are. This is Admiralty, not a saloon bar.
Order, gentlemen.
I'll have a large gin. Try anything to report?
Yes, sir, I have.
Who's this idiot?
Merivale's the name, sir. J.B. Merivale, Director of Naval Expenditure, sir. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm concerned. Yes, I am definitely, definitely concerned. Ever since we've had that computer installed in Records Office next door, our wages bill has gone stark raving bonkers. Up every week, you know. Can't be right, but I've tracked it down. Yes, I think I can definitely say I've tracked it down. I can say that all right. Hello, Merivale here.
Out in office here, sir. Admiral of the fleet approaching, sir.
Good man. Much obliged. Tags out, chap. Admiral of the fleet on the way.
Oh, never mind him. What's been going on?
Well, as I said, it's this computer toy of Ironbridge's, you see. We think it must have been promoting one man like a mad thing because the pay increases involved are doing my department a terrible mischief. We were 4 and 6 overdrawn last week, so that'll show you.
Well, then you'd better sort it out, quick. Yes. Next week's my payday, and I don't want an IOU.
Oh, rest assured, Admiral, rest assured. I've got a chap investigating the computer now. He's carrying out a set of tests with various cars to see why it's going wrong.
Admiral of the fleet to see you, gentlemen.
Hello, you chap. I say, you do yourself proud up here, don't you?
Mm, well, we do indeed. Yes, we do. But there are cups coming, sir. By George, there are indeed.
Oh, pity. I'm just going to ask if I could have a special rack to park my sword in. I've sliced through 3 umbrellas with the beastly thing already.
One doesn't have to wear one's sword all the time, actually.
One doesn't? Well, somebody might have told one. Then one might not have felt such a Charlie getting on a bus with it.
Oh, really, sir, really. As an admiral of the fleet, one cannot come here on the bus.
One found that out, actually. It took 3 inspectors to get one scabbard out of the used ticket box this morning.
Great
Ivy, what was that?
It came from the next room, sir, the one with the computer in it.
Battle station, follow me!
Lummy, it shouldn't be smoking like that, surely. It's far too young.
Keep well away from the brute, chaps. It's gone nasty on us.
Who's this idiot?
Computer maintenance staff, sir. We're calling a shade too late, I'm afraid.
Ha, more inefficiency. Well, I'll tell you this. As the Admiral of the Fleet, I'm going to have a sort out. There'll be no more of this nonsense. Now, what went wrong?
Oh, we know that, sir. It was one of those cards. Some nit made one out on a postcard and stabbed holes in it. Well, naturally, Fred got indigestion trying to eat that, and did his not.
Honestly, it's a bit much. How's he doing a thing like that? I've a good mind to have the culprit court-martialed for damaging Admiralty property. The man must be made an example of. Now, what's his name and rank? Come on, speak up.
Sub-Lieutenant Phillips L, sir.
Right, and you tell him through... Oh, no. There must be some mistake.
I'm afraid there have been several, sir. However, once we get Fred fixed, it'll all be straightened out. He'll soon correct the error then.
That's what I'm afraid of. Now, take your time. There's no hurry. Sometime in the next 25 years will do.
Left hand down a bit, Chief.
Left hand down a bit it is, Mr. Price.
Aren't you approaching the dock a bit fast, Mr. Price?
Yes, very probably. Let's have a tiny butcher's. Yes, I am. Now, what's the one we do about that, eh? Slower stern, Chief?
Everybody down!
Christ!
Well, we all have to learn sometime, don't we?
Oh, we do, sir. We do, but we could have picked a time when there was a slightly smaller audience. I mean, look who's coming aboard. Captain Povey and Fred.
Yeah, trust him to be around as a witness when... Good gracious, I must be seeing things.
No, I'm afraid not. I'm seeing them too.
I've seen what?
A blondie is back in town.
And he's got his sub-lieutenant's uniform on.
Hello, chaps. Had a good trip?
Mr. Phillips, what on earth are you doing in that uniform? I thought you'd be an admiral of the fleet by now.
I was. That was why Fred Computables blew up. He shoved my card up one every time he was switched on. There was nowhere else it could go. I'd run out of ranks, so he burped immoderate, and now I'm back.
Excuse me, but what's he talking about?
Allow me. Somebody, I'm not saying who, but I have my suspicions.
Somebody put in a substitute do-it-yourself index card for Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
Yeah. Yes, well, I think I'd better nip down and see if there's any damage done below the waterline, sir.
Never mind the damage here. You should see the bill for the damage to Admiralty's computer.
Yeah, well, I'd rather not, sir. No, I've no aid for figures, sir.
You know, I was rather afraid something like this might happen. What did Fred Computicles have to say eventually?
Well, sir, the chap in charge made out another card for me and put that in, and it came back marked Phillips L, confirmed, sub-lieutenant.
Unfortunately, it also drafted him back here.
Now, there are times when I feel that a man can't win.
But that means we've got two navigation officers.
No, let's face it. With Mr. Price and Mr. Phillips, you still haven't got one. However, Mr. Phillips is drafted back to Troutbridge and Mr. Price is drafted back to the training ship for the time being.
Sorry about this, Dennis.
No, not at all. Well, it's been nice seeing you again anyway, sir.
Oh, it has indeed.
Perhaps you could all have a nosh-up in the wardroom before you go, eh?
Oh, an excellent idea. Thirsty work navigating. I never realize it. Still, I must say, it's been a grand morning, gentlemen. A grand morning.
Yes, sir. Oh, grand morning.
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was practically every rank in the Navy, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Judy was Judy Cornwell, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, Rear Admiral Ironbridge was Michael Bates, and as Lieutenant Price, we were particularly glad to welcome our old friend Dennis Price. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston.